Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm glad you joined us every Saturday here, noon to one. It's the lunch hour with Good Life Guy. We're getting Tiffany Wilson on the phone. She's from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation here in Wichita and does a tremendous job. And they have a fun event coming up. We're going to tell you all about that. But let me remind you once again, at the Hughes Metroplex, the Wichita State Community Education Program is where Good Life Guy teaches wine classes. There is a two-class series starting next Monday, the 30th of September, and it's about American viticultural areas. The two that I'm focusing on in this series is Amador County and Sierra Foothills, and then Willamette Valley, Oregon. I picked some really cool ones from Oregon, and there's always cool ones from the rocky, warmer Amador County growing region. And I'll tell you all about the region, why it's special, what the wines and winemakers do to make it that way. And then we taste seven or eight wines. It's going to be a hoot. You know, I don't even remember what the cost of this one is, and it doesn't say right here. You can go online to make your reservations. Go to wsu.edu/community education. Find the catalog. Look at culinary. Or you can call 316-978-3731. There's a link at goodlifeguy.com. If you go to goodlifeguy.com, up at the top, you start going across from left to right just below my logo, and it says wine tasting. And there's links that take you to everywhere. So do that. I hope to see you in class next Monday and for the next two Mondays in a row. On the phone with me is Miss Tiffany. Tiffany Wilson has been on the program. Gosh, Tiff, I don't know what it is. Maybe the 10th year or how long have you been at CFF?
I've been with CFF over 6 years, so, but we've known each other a lot longer than that.
Well, and you do such great work, and sorry that you're enduring some surgery to make your life more comfortable here, and and you're not going to be at the event.
I know. I have been trying so hard to get them to push up the surgery, but it just never came to it. So Monday it is, and I've never in my 20 years of doing events missed one of mine.
Well,
but I know that good people like you and the rest of the staff from the Kansas City office are coming down, so we've got everything covered.
Yep. Dana and all the gang will be there. And I bet you, if you were really honest with yourself, as much as I know you hate to not be there, having the time to recuperate and decompress and all the work you've done up to this point probably will be appreciated, at least subtly.
Well, you know, I just feel terrible because I'm not there. So
yeah.
I guess the medication will make me forget about it for a little while. But
well, let's talk about
it'll be a good event.
Let's talk about there. It's Thursday, September 26th. The Wine Opener is a national wine tasting event that goes by chapter, and the Wichita chapter here is quite vibrant, and it does a lot of good. It's a toast to Wichita's finest. Tell us a little about the event.
Okay, so September 26th, we're going to have about 300 and 350 people that will come in, and we've got 16 tasting stations and 20 different wines and 10 different beers. So the tasting stations, you know, you just go around and have little snippets of the restaurants, a couple of their favorite, most popular dishes, and then taste wine and then bid on auction items. And it's a really good time. I mean, it's 3 hours. It goes quick, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And that is the consumer approach to having great fun with food and wine. And the list of restaurants that you assembled, Tiff, is just magnificent.
Isn't that wonderful?
Some new players and some old friends. It's going to be great. Talk about, though, the whole concept of Wichita's finest and how we vote for some of these folks that are running and what they do and what they bring to the party in addition to the food and wine.
Okay, so we have a little twist where we have candidates that are nominated by board members, past candidates, myself, other people in the community that feel like these up-and-coming young professionals who are outgoing, who are philanthropic by nature, they're successful in their professional life and their personal life. They're just real go-getters and want to make a difference in the community. And they're nominated, and then we have a nomination committee that, you know, approves them. Anyway, they come on board, and for 8 weeks, they fundraise. And every dollar that is raised counts as a vote. So whoever has the most votes within that eight-week time period will win the title of Wichita's Finest. So the big ta-da is at the wine opener, where they bring in, each candidate gets 10 auction items, and those, whatever those items go for, those are votes towards the candidate. But they're trying to at least raise $5,000 each. And last year's winner raised over $30,000. So every year the candidates get a little bit more aggressive and really shoot to beat the prior year. And I think that'll happen again this year. But we have four outstanding candidates, and they're Kaylee Newell. She's with K&P Designs and Premier Designs. And then we have a clinical pharmacist, Missy Norton. And we have Michael Phillips from Textron Aviation. And then Tat Shepard with State Farm. So they're just out there, you know, having different events, raising money online. And they're just being great advocates for our foundation.
That's so, a good thing.
Yeah, it's they're wonderful, wonderful people. And, I mean, I'm just blessed because, you know, these people are just, they give their time and talent. And, you know, 8 weeks is a long time to be fundraising. So they bust their butt and they do a great job. And then we have a big party at the end, and that's the end. And then we, a week later, we announce who wins the title. And then we start all over and look for more candidates every year.
I love it. And this year, some people shy away from this because they're technology adverse. But anybody who's used it, we're going to have mobile bidding, so bring your device, phone or iPad, whatever. And then you have the ability to take pictures, too, because wait till you see some of the food. But it makes it easy. You can purchase tickets. You can learn more about the event that is next week at finest.cff.org/Wichita. How about that?
There you go.
I did.
That's perfect. And I also want to say kudos to you, Denise, and Mayor Longwell, because you guys are judges, and you get a judge. Best in show, best tasting, and best dessert. So I can't thank you enough for being an advocate for us as well and letting me come on your show and, you know, talk about our event. But I really appreciate you being there and being our judges. So it's going to be fun. I'm sorry I'm not going to be there, but I know I leave you in good hands.
We'll be thinking about you. Tiffany Wilson from the Cystic Fibrosis Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. The event is the wine opener, a toast to Wichita's finest. It's Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. at the beautiful downtown Hyatt Hotel. Tiffany, great weekend. Good luck on Monday. Hope the healing is quick.
Well, thank you, Guy. I appreciate your time and having without me.
Take care. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk to my good friend Mark Douglas from the American Institute of Wine and Food Wichita chapter about the Midwest Beer Fest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.